Bye. Sorry, are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good evening, everyone. I'll call the meeting to order. Olivia, can you read the script?
Welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you are speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. Public members, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Could you do a roll call of committee members, please?
Yes, Commissioner Madeline O'Connor.
Present.
O'Connor present. Commissioner Claude Gilmore.
Present.
Gilmore present. Commissioner Greg Reed.
Present.
Reed present. Commissioner Mary Strickland.
Present.
Strickland present. Alder Isidore Knox. Not present. And Alder Tag Evers.
Here.
Evers present. Chair, a quorum is present.
Thank you. So the first item we have is the minutes from our meeting on November 19th. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move to approve.
So I wasn't there. I don't know if I can second.
I don't actually know that.
I'll second. I'll second.
Someone who's present, you second. Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you. We'll consider that vote unanimous unless there are any objections. Hearing none, motion is approved. Then, are there any public comments?
No.
Are there any communications?
No communications.
Thanks. Any disclosures or recusals? So then we have one new business item, MRCDC Resolution 35, the 2026 operating budget for MRCDC scattered site housing. Matt?
Yeah, Lisa, did you want to go through the highlights and or
Or Alfredo might want to. I can kind of kick it off just to say that this is the operating budget for the MRCDC scattered site property portfolio of scattered site units. I don't know if you remember, but back in 2022, we dispositioned 32 units of former public housing out of public housing, and they're now under the MRCDC. And then it was in June of 2023, we did the same with Teresa Terrace. So now there's 38 units with the new Teresa Terrace building, and this is the budget completed by the management company Lutheran Social Services. And I'm going to hand it over to Alfredo to go over the highlights if you're available. Otherwise, I could do it. Looks like he's that. Okay. So
I could do
the
it.
oh okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
Hi everyone. Yes, the budget highlights for the MRCDC is the total revenue in 2026 is budgeted at 501,395,000 compared to 612,545 in 2025. So it's a decrease of 111,000 dollars, which is like a negative 18%, primarily due to the temporary reduction in rental income as seven scattered site units are offline for capital improvements. Despite increases in project-based vouchers, payment standards, in the operating expenses for 2026, the budget is at 402 $100,000 compared to $400,000 in 2025. It's a moderate decrease of $1,702, which is a negative 0.04%, reflecting a stable operating cost with normal rate adjustments. And finally, the projected capital expenditures include phase four rehabs of seven scattered sites units, funded through city affordable housing funds, totaling of $1,066,811. And that's all for the highlights I have for the scatter sites.
Lisa, those units that are going to be offline, are they offline for the whole year or do they come on back online later?
So we have them offline for the whole year, but we'll try to get them on online as quickly as possible. In the budget, I'm sorry. In the budget, they're offline for the full year, but we'll work to get them filled as soon as they're completed.
And is this the last phase of having to take units offline to rehab them?
It is not. So this is a phase four and it's seven units. And once phase four is completed, that will leave seven units remaining to be rehabbed. And we're not quite sure what that looks like yet, as we only rehab them when they're vacant. So does anybody have any
The
questions?
income references, this has to do with the fact that we don't have them filled, correct? Because they're offline.
Correct.
And what's the projection going forward? The timetable to be able to establish income again?
I don't have that yet. We are working with the contractor to get that started, the project started. I would say the last couple of phases, it's taken a couple of months. They work pretty diligently and they work at the same time. And these are not all in the same location, so that can slow things down a little bit, but they do keep working on all of them at the same time and keep them moving along.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa and Alfredo. Are there any other questions from anyone about this budget? Otherwise, should we vote? Is there a motion to approve the budget?
This is Barry. I'll vote to approve, make a motion to approve the budget. I did take a look at it. Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. Approval of Resolution 35 has been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is approved. With no other items, I think we can adjourn. Is there a motion for adjournment?
Move to it.
Move.
Tag, I
Go
think
ahead.
you moved.
Yeah, Tag, I think Tag was moving. Yeah.
I moved to adjourn, yeah.
Okay, I'll second.
Thank you. We are in adjournment. Thank you and have a good night. I will see you in 10 minutes, 5 minutes.